How are we doing? Remy, I'm working on getting your mic up right now, so just give me 1 second. What mic number are you? Mic two?
Two, I think, yeah.
Bang. That should be it. I'm really loud in my own ears right now.
Yeah, you're pretty loud in mine, too.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, yeah. Dude, oh my god, my ears right now. Jeez.
What's going on, everyone?
Well.
It's been a long day.
It really has. It was spring fling today at Tufts, for all those who don't know. I don't think people were expecting us to...
I don't think I was expecting us to be on the air.
It's the grind, man. It's the grind.
We do it for the people, man.
We really do. We really do. Also, that sounds better, right? Our voices right now?
Yeah, they sound a little bit more.
Yeah, now I don't feel like I'm screaming in my own ear.
Yeah, you're good.
Why don't we just pop right into it?
Let's get some songs going.
Well, should we... We gotta give the classic start.
Oh, true.
This is... It's All About Perspective, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medfirm, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You should do it like that all the time.
This is It's All About Perspective.
No, stop.
Remy Kumar, Dylan Savory, in It's All About Perspective. What do you think of that name, actually? We've never talked about that.
We haven't talked about it, but I really like it.
You like it?
I really do. I wouldn't change it.
I thought about it for a little bit before I started the show.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was talking to me one day, and I was just like, while I was talking to him, I was like, Dad, I think I have the name for it.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. It's kind of open-ended in that you can take it a lot of different ways, which is good.
Well, yeah.
We get a lot of variety.
Yeah. Also, a lot of my jokes, I feel like the jokes I make are about a change in perspective. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you can look at it this way, but as soon as you look at it this way, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know? All right, well, let's jump right into it.
Into some music.
This is going to be an interesting little day we got going on, but I'm excited for it.
Me too.
Let's do it.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to my friend, but the answer is no. cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but no still means no.
I'm not afraid to die.
24/7. I'll give you love and affection. Baby, you're my obsession.
Hello, you are on the air. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, Shaboy. How's your spring fling?
Oh, I'm amazing. Remy, can you hear him?
Yeah. How's it going, man?
My spring fling was amazing.
All right, we're chilling here watching a Blue Man Group tiny desk. It's pretty sweet.
Nice.
Highly recommend.
You're watching what? The Blue Man Group?
Blue Man Group NPR Tiny Desk Concert.
Oh, I know who this is now. Yeah, it just hit me. I'm glad you're called in, man. You're making the show. You're throwing us a curveball.
Yeah, a very welcome one, though.
That's fantastic. Senator Ratfogel is here with us as well.
Senator Ratfogel called in about 3 weeks ago. How would you rate our spring fling this past time? Any thoughts?
Who's the question, Mark?
What? Hello?
Who's this question for?
Either of you. Remy can shout in. I'd give last year like a 5.5. I'd give this year at least a 7.5, maybe an 8.
Wow. Big jump.
I enjoyed myself. I really enjoyed myself.
I got in trouble last time I publicly shared opinions about spring fling, so I'm going to have to pass. Shriver, what do you think?
Jeez, why? What? Why would you get in trouble?
What do you think?
I think it was fun. Weather-wise, it was dope. A little bit too humid for my liking, but, I mean, you can't complain when it's messed up.
Yeah, I mean, weather-wise, it was amazing.
Music was dope. It was a bummer not to see T-Pain, but Tinashe pulled through. She held her own, and I think it was a good time had by all, man.
Dude.
On a number scale,
it's a big moment.
I don't know. For me, it's tough because it's all relative to childish freshman year.
Oh, that's hard to stand up to.
Exactly. But relative to the past couple of years, I'd definitely say it's around like 7-6.
Okay, that's pretty good. If a five is all you did is go there and nod your head in the background, then that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. I think that's it for us. Thanks for taking our call.
All right, it's our pleasure. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you guys in a bit. See ya. Oh, they hung up, those monsters. I'm supposed to hang up on them. They're not supposed to hang up on me. Nah, how would you rate the... our time
on that
10-point
scale?
Yeah, the 10-point scale. No, make it a 20-point scale.
No.
Yeah. No, a 17-point scale. 1 Ooh, to 17.
1 to 17?
Yeah, yeah. 17 ducks.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 17 ducks, I'd give it like 11 to 12 ducks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe I'd give it 11.7 ducks. It seems fair to me.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
I can get into that.
Yeah. You want to just pop on the next song?
Yeah, I think that's what we should do.
Okay.
I'm just a little bit...
Yeah,
I mean,
what time did you wake up? Because I woke
not
up...
not that early, actually.
Wow. Okay, I woke up at 7 initially.
No.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
I woke up at 7 initially, stayed up for half an hour, slept for another hour and a half, woke up, and then I've been going since then. Like, I've been very active since then.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably woke up around 9:30. And then just kind of went since then.
I think the campus is collectively sleeping right now.
Oh, that there's not... the ratio of awake people to asleep people right now is...
same as it would be at 3 or 4 a.m.
For sure.
Well, let's give them a sleepy song.
Let's give them a sleepy song.
This isn't a sleepy song. It's not a sleepy song, but I like this song, so we're going to do it anyway.
Yep.
All right, enjoy.
I heard he spent 500 pounds on jeans. Goes to the gym at least 6 times a week. Wears boat shoes with no socks on his feet. And I hear he's on a new diet and watches what he eats. He's got his eyebrows plucked and his asshole bleached. Owns every single ministry CD. Tribal tattoos and he don't know what it means. But I heard he makes you happy, so that's fine by me. But still, I'm just keeping it real. Still looking at your Instagram and I'll be creeping a little. I'll be trying not to double tap from way back, cause I know that's where the trouble's at. Let me remind you of the days when you used to hold my hand, and when we sipped champagne out of cider cans. I guess if you were Lois Lane, I wasn't Superman, just a young boy trying to be loved. So let me give it to you. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man, we'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. Your new man rents a house in the burp and wears a man bag on his shoulder, but I call it a purse. Every year he goes to Malaga with all the fellas, drinks beer but has a six pack, I'm kinda jealous. He wears sunglasses indoors in winter at night time, and every time a rap song comes on he makes a gun sign, says tune, boy them light up the room. Well enough about him, girl, let's talk about you. You were the type of girl who sat beside the water reading, eating a packet of crisps, but you will never find you cheating. Now you're eating kale, hitting the gym, keeping up with Kylie and Kim, in the back of the club kissing a boy that ain't him. Okay, you need to be alone, and if you wanna talk about it you can call my phone. I just thought that I would tell you cause you oughta know, you're still a young girl trying to be loved. So let me give it to you. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man, we'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm you don't wanna know about me. Baby, I'm not trying to ruin your week, but you act so differently when you're with him. I know you're lonely. Please remember you're still free to make the choice and leave. Don't call me up, you need to show me. No. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man, we'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. Positive that he don't wanna know about. Positive that he don't wanna know about. I don't wanna know about your new man.
have a tempo change every other time change. Cause our minds change on what we think is good. I wasn't raised in the hood, but I know a thing or two about pain and darkness. If it wasn't for this music, I don't know how I would've fought this. Regardless, all these songs I'm hearing are so heartless. Don't trust a perfect person and don't trust a song that's flawless. Honest, there's a few songs on this record that feel common. I'm in constant confrontation with what I want and what is popping in the industry. It seems to me that singles on the radio are currency. My creativity's on the free when I'm playing shows. They say stay in your lane, boy, lane, boy. But we go where we want to. They think this thing is a highway, highway. But will they be alive tomorrow? They be alive tomorrow. I'm sorry if that question I asked last scared you a bit like a hazmat in a gas mask. If you ask Zach, he's my brother, he likes when I rap fast. But let's backtrack, back to this. Who would you live and die for on that list? But the problem is, there's another list that exists, and no one really wants to think about this. Forget sanity, forget salary, forget vanity, my morality. If you get in between someone not living me, you're gonna feel the heat of my cavalry. All these songs I'm hearing are so heartless. Don't trust a perfect person and don't trust a song that's flawless. They say stay in your lane, boy, lane, boy. And we go where we want to.
Now let me hear you say you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah. have your hair weave strapped on tight. Cause once we get going, we're rolling. We'll cha-cha till the morning. So just say, all right.
All right.
If you ain't here to party, take your ass back home. If you get it naughty, baby, here's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. I've been searching everywhere and now here you are. Ooh, chunky. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops that drop it down in Daisy Dukes.
I wanna get down.
Yeah, them the ones I'm trying to recruit. I'm looking at you. Yeah, you, baby.
You just heard, we didn't tell them what they heard last time, Remy.
Whoops. That's your fault, not mine.
Well, we'll tell them now. Today's a long day, man.
We're a little bit slow. It's a little bit fuzzy.
You gotta give us a little time. So, six songs ago, you heard Rude, and then by Magic. And then you heard Symphony featuring Zara Larsson by Clean Bandit. Remy, you know what I'm about to say. Zara Larsson.
She's our age.
She's... No, that's... Well, yes, that's...
You, that's what you told me last
you
time.
You spoke so. A fact 2 seconds ago, but...
Oh, she's our biggest fan.
Not our biggest fan. Hailee Steinfeld, huge fan.
Fine, our, like, third after
she's
Rihanna.
After like our third Rihanna, yeah. We've got some big name fans. Zara Larsson, huge fan of the show. Massive fan. Constantly messaging me on Instagram saying, Dylan, please play my song, please. And can I come on the show? And I'm like... Girl, you can come on. You just gotta, you know, come to Boston. Come to Tufts. Anyway, huge fan of the show. Little known fact.
Mm-hmm.
Our number three fan after Hailee Steinfeld and Rihanna.
Yep.
Then they heard Vice by... Or then they heard Obsession featuring John Bellion by Vice, which was your suggestion.
My call.
Then... Oh, my. I accidentally wrote New Sheeran instead of New Man. But then you heard New Man by Ed Sheeran. I'll change that right now for all the people in the future that want to hear this show. Then Lane Boy by 21 Pilots and Chunky by Bruno Mars. I really love... I haven't been listening to his album as much, but God, every time I do, it's just so good. It's this one, it wasn't as catchy as the other ones, but they really grew on me.
Can you imagine if we had Bruno Mars for Spring Fling?
I would lose my mind. Remy, I don't even think you understand.
I understand.
I would actually lose my... Like, they would announce that, and I would probably do 6 laps around the campus.
Nice. It's a small campus. So.
And then while he was performing, I would be in the front row.
Oh, for sure.
There's no doubt... I would fight my way to the front.
You would dap him up. He'd be on stage, and you'd just give him...
Again, I would lose my mind. It would be amazing. Well, we haven't come up with a name with it since last week, but we are at that part of the show where Remy plays a song.
Yeah.
You want to introduce?
Yes. Well, so, yeah, it's been Spring Fling, so it's been kind of a crazy and hectic day, so I didn't have anything specifically.
It really has.
Yeah, it's been a really... It's been a long day, so I didn't have anything specifically prepared.
Is this
for this
a chill
day.
Song?
Yeah, I mean, I think every song that I do is a chill song.
I'd prefer not screaming in my ears, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I
or scream right now. Kill me with my
this
eardrums.
Is just a song that I like have always had in my back pocket, you know.
Ooh.
For situations just like this one.
Do you want to drop the name? Song?
Oh yeah, it's Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran.
I don't know that one.
Oh, you have to know it. It was one of his off of his first album. It was one of his really popular songs.
You mean when he was a fool? In other words, when he wasn't that popular and I hadn't heard of him?
Yeah. I think you'll when you hear it, you might recognize it.
All right.
Anyway, one of my favorite songs. It's one of the first ones that I learned. It's always in my back pocket.
All right. Well,
so here we go.
Take it away. Not going.
There it is.
I think they can hear it.
Yeah.
Remy, that was great.
Thanks, man.
I'll be honest here. I'm about to low key roast you.
I'm ready.
But high key give you a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
That was your best song in the past 4 weeks.
You think so?
Yes.
Wow. Thanks.
That 4 weeks that we've done it.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
I thought the first two times you sang on the show was incredible.
Aww.
And then
the next two,
I was like, they're still great. Don't get me wrong. But they're not Remy.
Okay.
And then I think the Ed Sheerans, you really get behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of agree.
They're
with
also
you.
Just in your zone.
Yeah.
So like, I think that was your best one in a while. Thanks, the other ones were good. Don't get me wrong.
No, yeah.
This isn't a. All of them were terrible. They were great, but I think this one was your best one since we've done it in a while.
Thank you.
Well, I've been queuing up some songs. Also, have you noticed? Because I don't think the people realize all of our dedicated followers, Haley Steinfeld, Rihanna, and Zara Larsson, they're wondering, what does Dylan do while Remy's singing? What is your perspective on what I'm doing?
I'm usually super focused on not messing up.
That's what I think.
So I don't actually know what you're doing. Sometimes I look over at you and I would just assume you're getting the playlist ready.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for the next stuff, which is normal. But like, what would you do if I was just staring at you while you, like, if you looked up and I was like this, staring at you? I'm staring at him.
It'd be pretty intimate.
It'd be. That's a word that we could use.
No, I don't know. I guess that'd probably weird me out a little
bit. It'd be a little weird, right?
Yeah.
So I, like, kind of do my thing. I look around. I kind of get prepared, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I was just curious what your perspective was on it.
Yeah, I really...
Because, you know,
it's all about perspective with Remy Kumar, Dylan Savory.
You'd be great at movie trailers.
Dude,
with that voice.
You think I can hit that?
I thought, it sounded pretty deep and pretty crisp to me.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
What's something coming soon?
Like,
I don't know about that, but I was gonna say sometimes they say, like, you know, in a world where something. Give me that.
In a world where Remy Kumar and Dylan Savory need to master the four elements to conquer the universe.
That's pretty good. Also, love Avatar. Great shout out.
Great show.
Love that.
Great show. Oh, ooh. Oh, I got a little treat for everyone. I'm not going to find it now because it'll take too much time to find it. But in the next three songs, I'll find my little story I wrote to my friend, and I'm going to read it to you,
okay?
Sounds
good, yeah.
All right. Well, let's pop right back into the show because we're not winding down. We're nowhere close to winding down.
We're in the zone
right now. We're so in the zone, I'm flexing. All right, let's hit it.
If I told you this was only gonna hurt, if I warned you that the fire's gonna burn, would you walk in? Would you let me do it first? Do it all in the name of love. Would you let me lead you even when you're blind? In the darkness, in the middle of the night, in the silence, when there's no one by your side, would you call in the name of love? Would you trust me when you're jumping from the heights? Would you fall in the name of love? When there's madness, when there's poison in your head, when the sadness leaves you broken in your bed, I will hold you in the depths of your despair. But it's all
shorts and evening clothes with you. From nervous times and getting drunk to staying up and waking up with you. And I was sleeping at the edge, holding something we don't need. All this delusion in our heads is gonna bring us to our knees. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you? And I'll be me. Everything that's broke. And slamming doors at you. If this is all we're living for, why are we doing and doing and doing it anymore? I used to recognize myself. It's funny how reflections change. When we're becoming something else, I think it's time to walk away.
Hey. I know. his shot. I get along with old timers cause my name's a reminder of a pop song people forgot. And I can't keep a girl, no, cause as soon as the sun comes up I cut them all loose and work's my excuse. But the truth is I can't open up. And you don't wanna be high like me, never really knowing why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know a sad soul, sad soul. Darling, all I know are sad souls, sad souls.
You just heard In the Name of Love by Martin Garrix featuring Bebe Rexha, followed by Let It Go. James Bay brings me back to last summer. I was telling you, we didn't tell the people that, but it's not really a fascinating story, so, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
Followed by I Took a Pill in Ibiza by Mike Posner, and I didn't write remix, but I will fix that in a hot second.
Good.
But, so, I found the story that I wrote about, you know, the four elements type of thing. This became a little bit of a joke. I was in the musicals during in high school. I would do cross country in the fall. I would do the musical in the winter, and I would play tennis in the spring. I played tennis year round, but like for the school, I played tennis in the spring.
Yeah.
And they had this thing called not yum yums, like. Yes, I don't know. It was like you would anonymously like praise something that someone did in the show. And I never wrote one. And I was like, I want to write one. So I started my the things that I wrote kind of became like, because the first time I wrote one, I made it a little bit of a joke and I made it an entire story about this person. Fictitious story, but I just wrote it out of nowhere in like 5 minutes. And then I wrote another one for someone else, and I wrote a whole nother story. So you heard that, right?
I did.
So it became like a little bit of a joke. So this is the first one, I believe. Or this wasn't a yum yum, but this is what gave me the idea to write long. Because usually they were like, I like how Remy sings this song, and then you would like go on to the next one. So I made mine an entire story about someone or whatever. So the four elements, this is what I said. This was for me and my friend. Once upon a time, there was a young ninja named Solomon, who's my friend. He decided one day that he wanted to be the best of the best. He went to train in the mountains with the Grand Elder. There, he met another ninja named Dylan, the Master Jouster. Together, they became the best ninjas in the galaxy. They trained to become Super Saiyans and master all four elements. One day, there will be a dictator who tried to take over the world. Dylan and Solomon worked together to overcome him. Like the Grand Elder told them, he who has power can create harmony. And so they did. Dash Sly Cooper. Now, in case you don't get all the references from that, that includes Avatar The Last Airbender, Teen Titans... If you remember that.
What was the Teen Titans
with reference? Like Robin and Starfire.
But what was the reference in?
The Master Elder. Training with the Master Elder in the mountains. They had an episode on that.
Okay.
So that's from that. We had Master of the Four Elements, Avatar. We had Super Saiyans.
Right, Dragon
from
Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Sly Cooper, which is a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
PlayStation 2 I game that I love. He who has power can create harmony. I don't know where that's from, but my friend and I started saying it one time after reading some, like, fortune cookies. I don't know where that came from. Just there's a lot of references in there for a little short period. I thought you'd enjoy it.
I did.
Oh, that's my little story.
You're a huge nerd, though.
I'm a massive nerd.
As long as you're okay with that.
Yeah, no, I'm a massive nerd. Like, if I can combine all of those, the only thing I'm missing is I didn't put in Yu-Gi-Oh, dude.
Dude, yeah.
I messed up. And Pokemon.
True.
There was no Pokemon in there.
True.
Huge fan of both of those. I'll admit, I'll play you in Yu-Gi-Oh right now.
Dude, I'll play you right
Hashtag
now.
It's time to duel.
After, I have a thing to show you after this about Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, okay.
It's funny.
Okay. I've got something kind of funny to show you, too. That my friend sent me a YouTube video. It's 14 seconds long.
Oh, wow. Okay.
About Dora the Explorer and Swiper.
Okay.
But it's too much to explain and... It wouldn't give the full effect to the listeners, so I don't want to, you know,
give
that time. All right, we're down to the last couple minutes.
Yeah, this...
And this next song that I'm about to play is 5 minutes long.
Oh, perfect. So that's going
to
be it.
I would love to talk for just a little longer, you know?
Sure.
So we can end it with this song.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
This has been a good day.
Yeah, if you stuck with us the whole
This was a good one.
Good on you.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Next week, I'm sad to say it, will be our last week here.
It's going to be the last one.
For the summer.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Oh, for sure.
And I'll message you about what time we want.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're big guys. We got
a lot of
things to do. The fastest growing show east of the Mississippi. So we'll figure out our time for next semester, but next week will be our last week.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your friends, tell your aunts, tell your uncles, your nephews, your cousins, your dogs, your cats.
Your weird neighbors that live down the street.
My dog listens every single week.
Your little woof?
Yeah, my little woof. Aww. I call him my little woof, for those that don't know. For the record, I thought woof is just woof, W-O-O-F. I came up with it, so like technically I should have the final say on it. That I said my little woof, which, by the way, do you ever watch Little Bear?
Is there a movie?
It's a cartoon from when we were younger.
I don't think so.
He used to go Little Bear. So when we got my dog, I used to go my little woof. That's where it came from. Yeah. So to me, it was just woof with a little accent on it, like some foreign accent with it.
Yeah.
But when my friends heard me say it, they thought W, U with an umlaut, which is the two dots,
right.
And an F. So since someone came up with that, we've been spelling it woof, W, U with an umlaut, F, which honestly I'm down with, but...
That's pretty cool.
I just thought I'd give that little tidbit, my little woof.
Right.
I'm pretty excited to see him.
Yeah.
See his tail wag, be like, going crazy. It'll be nice. I'll get a lot of attention from him.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Wish I had a pet.
All right. Well, Remy suggested that we don't end this week with...
Yeah.
It's a chill day.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's been a hype day.
It's been a very, very active day.
To chill.
With Spring Fling.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you know this song. I think you do.
Okay.
But this is a very chill song. So... Instead of this week ending with a hype song, because we've been hyped.
We're too tired
since,
to dance.
Since we've been hyped since 7 to 9 a.m. It was like 7 to 9 a.m.
Yeah.
We're too tired to jam out to the song and dance to it. Next week, though, it's going to be crazy. It's
going to
be crazy. But today, we're gonna chill it out. So enjoy this last song with us.
Yep.
We'll see you guys next week. And what are we going to do, Remy, after this? Whether we are or we're not. We're going to say it.
You're going to go get some noms.
We are going to go get some noms. We'll see you guys next week.
By my side. brought you away from me. I hope they didn't get your mind. Your heart is too strong anyway. We need to fetch back the time they have stolen from us. Of you, suspense controlling my mind.